I'm Phil Neve for WRCO Sports. Thanks for joining us today and looking back on the weekend. It was Richland Center involved in a tournament at Baraboo. Colby was the first match. They trailed 16-22 in the first set and 7-11 in the third. Colby won 31-29, 14-25, 15-13. Richland Center went on to beat Partyville 25-7 and 25-14. Lancaster 25-19 and 25-9. Mauston 25-22 and 25-13. And Baraboo 25-10. 22-25 and 15-11. So they went on to win the tournament. Colby finished second on the day. Also over the weekend in 11-player football, a win for Wazika Steuben Seneca over Pecatonica, 37-12. And in 8-player football, North Crawford, 35-0 over Monticello. Wisconsin Heights beat DeSoto, 52-12. And it was Belmont beating Waniwak Weston by a score of 8-7. There is football today. Riverdale begins its homecoming week with a JV matchup against River Ridge, kicking off at 5:30. Ithaca has a JV football game today. They'll be at home with Cashton. Also today on the area scene, the Kickapoo 8-player JV game with Waniwak Weston has been called off. And also, River Valley will begin its homecoming week activities with a JV football game. They're home against Prairie du Chien at 5:30. The Richland Center JV team will be at Richland Center High School hosting New Glarus. On Friday night, the Greg Bell Memorial Night Meet was hosted by Boscobel. It was postponed on Thursday night because of lightning. For the girls, Ellie Robinson of Dodgeville Mineral Point was the top overall runner with a 17:59. Richland Center Ithaca's team finished sixth. Grace Fretz was 14th in the running with a 20:29. Pearl Fretz with a 9 with a 20:57. Rachel Waterfall with 27th place finish with a time of 21:54. Shanice Anderson and Elizabeth Wurtzema ran that for RCI as well. River Valley's Brielle Grant was 13th with a time of 20:08. Molly Moss was 21st, a time of 21:26. And Evelyn Tripolin was 47th with a time of 24:58. Lucy Spahn and Gracie Murray also ran that for River Valley on the day. The overall top team was Lancaster. The night meet also on Friday night for boys. Dodgeville Mineral Point won the team title. Lane Orrett, the top overall runner, with a time of 16:12. Richland Center Ithaca finished fourth. Ryan Stadler was seventh with a time of 16:47. Clayton Lee with a time of 16:54 was ninth. Kiernan Culver, 25th at 18:07. Dane Schwartz ran it in 33rd place with a time of 18:36. Micah Meyer, Ethan Haiti, and Contra Montes also ran that for RCI. River Valley finished 11th as a team. Jackson Thatcher was their top runner with a time of 18:27. Bryce Ferguson with a time of 19:44 was 47th overall. Bennett Woodhouse, Isaac Limix, and Dylan Kane also ran that for River Valley. The Packers' backup quarterback Malik Willis showed his performance last week was no fluke by leading his new team to a 30-14 win Sunday against the Titans. Willis ran for one touchdown and threw for another, while starting quarterback Jordan Love remained on the sidelines. All-pro cornerback Jair Alexander added the first pick six of his NFL career as Green Bay built a 17-7 first-period lead. The Packers had 8 sacks, and Xavier McKinney's interception in the closing minutes gave the team 7 picks in the first 3 games. Malik Willis talked about coming back to the team that traded him away and getting a chance to beat them.
More than anything, I think it's just a different opportunity. I only got 3 starts here as a rookie. And like I said before, I just wasn't ready at that point in time. And I've had a lot of time to just, you know, work hard and just grind every day in order to make use of my next opportunity, which I've been just trying to do this last 2 weeks. And I think more than anything, you just try to continue to work hard and understand that you don't know when the opportunity will come, but you have to be ready for it if you get it.
He was asked why he has been successful in the new atmosphere.
I mean, more than anything, it's a testament to Coach LaFleur and all the other coaches. And, you know, we have a ball meeting and we talk about Weston, a key component to winning ball games. And more than anything, it's the turnover differential. And I think that he does a great job showing us the importance of the ball and keeping it and being plus on the turnover margin. And I think we just try to focus on that.
The Packers will take on the red-hot Minnesota Vikings. They'll welcome them to Lambeau Field on Sunday at noon. Elsewhere, Denver 26, Tampa Bay 7, Indianapolis 21-16 over the Bears, Minnesota 34, Houston 7, the Giants 21, Cleveland 15, Philadelphia 15-12 over New Orleans, Pittsburgh 20, the Chargers 10, Carolina 36-22 over Las Vegas, Seattle 24, Miami 3, Baltimore 28-25 over Dallas, Detroit 20, Arizona 13. The Rams got a win against San Francisco 27-24 and Kansas City 22-17 over Atlanta last night. Things didn't look good for the Brewers when Arizona put 7 runs on the scoreboard in the top of the third to lead 8-0. The Brewers were just getting started, though. They came back to win 10-9. The fans started booing when the team got down by that many runs. Here's manager Pat Murphy.
But the team shows today, I mean, the fans came out, and I appreciate the hell out of that. You know, the last 2 days, the fans have come for us, and that means a lot to these guys. But then when they started booing, albeit they should have, you know, they start booing, I think it woke the guys up.
Here's Reese Hoskins.
I think more so you kind of feel the snowball effect of it getting a little bit louder with each run that's scored, you know, because not only do we feel that, but I think the opposing team does as well. So, really any type of energy from the crowd, something that we can draw from is good. Obviously, we don't want it to be booze, but sometimes you need a little kick in the butt.
Willie Adames talked about the game.
I don't know, something changed, like the energy changed, and we kind of got that feeling that, okay, like I think we have a shot here, you know, and then, you know, the bullpen came in and did a tremendous job to keep the game there, and then we did it. It was insane.
10-9, the final yesterday. No game today for the Crew. They'll open a series at Pittsburgh on Tuesday during the last week of the regular season. Elsewhere in the National League, Pittsburgh 2-0 over Cincinnati, Atlanta 5, Miami 4, Cubs 5-0 over Washington, Dodgers 6, Colorado 5, the Mets 2-1 over Philadelphia. In the American League, Boston 8, Minnesota 1, Detroit 4, Baltimore 3, Tampa Bay 4-3 over Toronto. It was the Angels 9, Houston 8, the Yankees 7-4 over Oakland, Boston 9-3 over Minnesota. San Francisco 2-0 over Kansas City, St. Louis beat Cleveland 2-1, and San Diego over the White Sox by a score of 4-2. The White Sox led 2-1 going into the bottom of the eighth inning, then history struck. Their lead was gone in the span of 4 San Diego Padres batters, and the White Sox went on to lose their 120th game, tying the post-1900 record set by the 1962 expansion New York Mets. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.